Damien, we're starting off the Business Watch this week talking about small business loans and grants, recovery funding that the state is providing. Now, there seems to be some issues with this. What can you tell us?
That's right. So you might recall, Anthony, in early August, the state launched New Mexico's Small Business Recovery Loan Fund. And what we're hearing so far is that the rollout has been a little bit bumpy. Among the businesses that have tried to participate, nearly half of those have had their applications turned down. And a part of that has to do with the requirements that they demonstrate a loss from last March and April.
Okay. So are there any other reasons that businesses might not be applying?
There certainly is a reluctance, and experts say that some business owners just don't know what the future holds, and so they might be reluctant to take out even a low interest rate loan at this point because the future of the pandemic is so uncertain. Another factor that experts think might be playing into this is the federal CARES Act grant funding that has been made available to some small businesses. Whether or not they've received those grants, experts think that they might be waiting to find out if they would be eligible for that grant funding, which of course doesn't have to be paid back, before they commit to taking out a low interest rate loan.
Okay, so has the state issued any news on this or advice for businesses who may be considering it?
The State Finance Authority initially had prepared to process anywhere from 5,000 to 7,500 applications during the first 3 months of the program. And now they're more than halfway through. They've only received 800 applications so far. I think that state officials really just kind of want to remind business owners that should you need that extra available funding, that this is one avenue that is available to you.
Damien, do you think there might be another reason, and that is the election we have coming up, and perhaps businesses may want to see what happens there before they make such a big financial decision?
Certainly. I think that probably does play a role. As you know, with the first wave of the Federal CARES Act, there was about $50 million in grant funding that was made available. I think that some business owners may be looking at the political dynamics at play and wondering if a shift in power come November might lead to more grant funding being made available for small businesses. So, you know, you kind of take the temperature and base those decisions on whether or not to apply for a loan with those factors in mind. Sure.
Okay, Damien. Now I want to move on and talk about applications being made available for small business grants in Doñana County. How can businesses apply for this?
Well, you might remember that Doñana County received a little over $3 million in CARES Act relief funding. That makes money available to local governments to provide grants for small businesses who have seen their operations impacted by the pandemic. And right now, the county has started accepting applications. They're having the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce kind of coordinate those efforts and accept the applications from small businesses for the grants. In order to be eligible, businesses have to have had an active business registration license in good standing. They need to be located in Doñana County. They also have to have businesses headquartered in Doñana County. There are a few other restrictions that I think most small businesses would find easy to meet, like an annual revenue of $2 million or less prior to the impact of the pandemic. And those applications, all of the information is available on all of the county government websites, the Doñana County, the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce website, City of Anthony and Sunland Parks website. So basically, just go to the township's website, and you should be able to find all the information you need to apply.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, Damian, but thanks for the update. We'll talk with you next week.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.